Turn your Bibles, if you would, this afternoon to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43. I'm going to read down through, I might read the whole chapter here, but we're going to start in verse number 1, but I'm actually going to focus on two verses this afternoon. It's going to be verse 18 and verse number 19, and I'll explain it to you. Isaiah chapter 43, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. And we'll go until God tells us to stop. Verse number 1 says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, that thou art mine." As I continue reading this, I want you to really pay attention to the story, because we're going to get to verse number 18, and there's going to be a drastic twist in this chapter. And I hope that you catch this, okay? Verse number 2, it says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give man for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west." So are you seeing this picture being formed here? Are you seeing what's being talked about here? Things that are being done. Okay, that's what I want you to really catch. Verse number 6, it says, "I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand, and I will work, and who shall let it?" I'm going to pause real quickly. When I get done reading verse number 16, I want you folks to read with me verse 18 and verse 19, then stop at 19, and I'll finish the rest of this. Verse 14, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. With me, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I gave give waters in the wilderness, and water rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Let's pray. And as I pray outwardly again, I want you to say a silent prayer and say, God, please give me something tonight that I can take away from this and I can go home and apply it to my life so that I can live better for you. Lord, we are grateful that we're able to be back here this afternoon. We thank you for this fresh opportunity that we have to close out this last year that we went through. Now you've given us a new year, a new chance to redo some things that we made mistakes on. God, I pray that we would take advantage of the time that you've given us, and we ask you these things in your name. Amen. In verse number 18, who would give me the answer? What was being said here? You can read it word for word if you want. Remember ye not the former things. Remember ye not the former things. I will get to that. But here's what I want to focus on this evening. Today is January 1st, 2023. It's a day that many Americans across this country of ours will tend to make New Year's resolutions. And they tend to make New Year's resolutions because they begin to focus upon what? The past. And that's what we do. We focus on the past. And when we focus on the past, what do we see in life when we focus on the past? Anybody, give me an answer. Sorrows. Someone say something over here. Regrets. Anybody else? The first thing that comes to my mind is this: failure. When I begin to look back on my last year in life, I begin to reflect on a couple of things. We said sorrows. We've all been through a lot of sorrows in the last year. But one of the things that I look at is this: I look at my failures, my mistakes. Do you realize we go through life making failures? But you understand this: failures is what turns us into being somebody successful. Real quick, I'm going to give you something. A lot of people don't know this. I'm going to use some sports analogy tonight to help us understand this just a little bit better. And I'm going to say this quote, and I'm going to see if somebody knows who I'm talking about. The quote goes something like this. It's not word for word, but I'm trying to use the memory that I have. It says, I have missed 9,000 shots. I have lost 300 games. I've missed 26 winning shots that the team trusted into me. And yet, that is what has made me successful. Who said it? Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, in our eyes, is one of the most successful individuals on the basketball court, but Michael Jordan knew of his failures in life. He knew all of his stats, and he looked at those, and here's what he did. Instead of focusing on those and being ashamed of what he couldn't do, he went out to make himself better. He was not focusing on the former things in life. And that's what I'm hoping to accomplish here tonight. I don't want you to look back at last year and begin to focus on your failures and begin to focus upon your mistakes, begin to focus upon the sorrows that you went through, because God has given us a new year. He doesn't want us to be stuck in the past, but what does God want us to do? God wants us to move forward. Now, We shouldn't forget about our mistakes. We shouldn't forget about our failures because of this. We can learn from them. That's what Michael Jordan did. He didn't focus on how many times he lost or how many missed shots he had. He didn't focus on those. He put those down. He wrote those down so that he can make himself a better individual. And that's what we need to do as we approach 2023. Making ourselves better, not for ourselves, but better for Jesus Christ. It says it very clearly here. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. There comes a point in time in our life where we have to put those things behind us and begin to move forward in life. In other words, God has given us a great chance to write a new chapter in our life. Amen? Write out a new page and begin to go from there. You know, we're going to fail today. We probably can look back at today and look at the failures that we already had. But if we keep looking at the failures that we have, then all we're going to do is sit in those failures and not learn from them. We just can't sit there and keep looking at them. But we got to learn from them and move on. You know, I heard something today I never knew about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln failed miserably before he became the 16th president of the United States. I didn't know this, but Abraham Lincoln had a patent out for some type of a buoy system for boats. He could have been a millionaire if he was to take that and sell that, but he failed. Not only did he fail that time, but he failed 82 other times in life before he became the 16th president of the United States. Sure, we're going to fail in life, but does that give us a reason to sit there and continue to soak in our sorrows? No, it doesn't. The greatest thing that we can do as we see our failures is to look at them, examine them as Michael Jordan did and as Abraham Lincoln did and learn from that. And then when you finally learn from that, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have success in your life. Now, you're not always guaranteed success. But remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. You know, when you're in a place of leadership, you're going to fail. You're not always going to make the wisest decisions. You're not always going to react properly the way that you should. You're going to fail. You're not always going to be nice, genuine, and compassionate to people because the human nature does come out. You are going to fail in those areas, but you need to learn from them, so that you can be a better individual. We have a whole year ahead of us. If the Lord doesn't come back this year and he grants us 365 days, we have 365 days to make our lives better for him. I was listening to a broadcast this week. I wish I was able to think of this on my own, and I'm not able to think of a lot of things on my own. But I'm thankful that I'm able to have help along the way. And this football player, he is being interviewed. I can't even think of his name. I don't even think it was this week. Maybe it was last week. I can't even think of his name. But they asked him, he says, do you look back upon your failures while you're playing the game? And his response was something of this nature, and it really resonated with me, and it really hit home. As I begin to hear, I believe, would be an unsaved individual, give this response. He says, there have been many times that I went out there, I missed a tackle, I could have had an interception, I failed in those areas, I missed picking up a ball that was fumbled, it was right there in my hands, and I could have picked that ball up, and I could have ran across the touchdown, I could have done many of those things. He goes, but I failed every single time. He goes, but here's what he said. And this really brought this home to me with this. He says, but in the game of football, you're guaranteed four downs. He says, instead of looking back during that time on my mistakes, he goes, I knew that I had another opportunity. He goes, that other opportunity came down on second down. That other opportunity would come down on third down. And occasionally, that other opportunity would come on the fourth down. He said, instead of looking at my failures on the court, He says, if I would have done that, if I would have looked at every single failure, here's what would have happened. He goes, I would have walked back in that huddle every single time before we went up and played again. He goes, I would have been defeated already. He goes, I would have been soaking in my sorrows. I would not have given my best to my teammates because my thought process is if I'm failing, then I can't give my best and I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do to be an encouragement and to be a help to my teammates to continue to win this game. So here's how he looks at it. He goes, football, you get four downs. He goes, but in the game of life, you get opportunity after opportunity. Don't look back and soak upon your failures, because here's what's going to happen. If you soak upon your failures, you're going to continue to fail. And here's what he's really getting at. You have a chance to restart every single time that God gives you breath. Why am I speaking about this tonight? For this reason, because you and I, we fail in life. I'm going to give you some areas that you and I fail in life. We as parents, I'm going to pick on us first. We fail as parents. We do not always parent according to God's word. There are times when we parent to how we want to parent because we want to do things in the flesh. And when we do those things, we fail. We fail as parents because we haven't always led our children according to God's standards, and we've led our children according to our standards. You see, we fail in those areas, but thank God that we have more opportunities in life to be successful as a parent. You know, I want you to think about this. If you failed in many areas of being a parent, but if you're able to lead your child to the Lord, that overshadows all those other failures in life. We fail. We also fail as spouses. Do we not? Well, how do we fail as spouses? Well, I'm just going to be honest with you folks. We're not always kind to our spouse. We're not always compassionate to our spouse. We're not always loving to our spouses. Am I hitting a nerve here? Because that's who we are. We fail in those areas. But again, thank God that we are given every single day a chance to succeed in our marriage. I don't know if you guys heard me, because everybody should have been saying amen. Thank God, every single day, he gives us a chance to succeed in our marriage. Amen. All right. It's okay to say amen, folks, when you agree with me. But we fail. We fail as believers, do we not? Well, how do we fail as believers? Well, we're not always faithful to God. Well, how are we not always faithful to God? And I'm not talking about coming to church. That has nothing to do with that. By the way, you're never going to hear me browbeat somebody for not being here anymore. I'm going to go on with this. You're never going to hear me browbeat any individual of this church for not being in prayer meeting or even for not being going witnessing. Why? I'm going to say it for this reason. And please understand this. When you're walking in the Spirit, I don't need to be doing those things. Amen? It's not up for me to sit there and beat you down. My job is to build you up. So anyway, we fail in those areas. We fail in being faithful in reading our Word. By the way, I haven't seen anything in Scripture where it says we're sinners if we don't read His Word every day. But as a believer, we should have that desire to read His Word daily. Why is that? Because we should want our relationship to grow with Him. Think about it. Think about it. If you never talk to your spouse, Let's just say you're married to your spouse for 40 years, and you never said a word. How do you expect that marriage to survive? Boy, it'll be tough. It'll be hard. But you should have that desire. We fail in many ways when it comes to being faithful to God. But here we are, 2023. What do we have? A new opportunity. Not to really focus back on last year, but hey, let's make 2023 a more successful year in our life as a spouse, in our life as a parent, grandparent, and in our life as a believer for God. Let's work on making ourselves better. We have another opportunity, just like in a game of football, you have another opportunity to get right back up. Don't stay down in your failures. Don't wallow around in those things, but get right back up and say, God, by the grace of God, please help me to continue being successful for you. You know, there are many times I walk away from this pulpit, and my wife knows this. I'll walk away from this pulpit, and I said, I failed. She goes, what do you mean? I said, I failed God in this area. I wasn't able to get my point across. I went on some rabbit trail, and I failed. But folks, I cannot sit there and soak in my failures because we have a job to do. And that job is what? Bring glory to God. Well, how do we bring glory to God? You can fill in that blank later. But we fail in life. But when we fail, here's what we need to do. Recognize that we need to call upon God and ask for help. That's where we get in trouble as believers. That is where we fail. Wait a minute, you said call upon God. You're saying we fail. No, I'm not saying that. We fail because we try to do things ourselves. And we need to call upon an almighty God. You know, there's beauty in getting older. There truly is. And I know there's folks in here, Chad, you're not that old. No, I know that, but there is some beauty in getting older because I'm getting older, and what I am realizing as I get older is this. I can no longer do the things that I used to do as a young person. My days of being physically strong have started to go the other direction. There are some things that I just can't do anymore in life that I used to do 15 years ago. I tried to play basketball here a year and a half ago with Matt over at the gymnasium. I knew what I could do in my mind, but my body would no longer do it for me. So I would play things out in my mind. Yeah, that looks really good. Yeah, I could have done that 10 years ago. But I've learned that I can't do things the way that I need to. I had to carry something to my house last night. 5 years ago, I could have done it on my own. Now I can't do it. What's happened? Well, my body's gotten older. It's getting worn out in some areas. I got a bad back. And I can't do it no more. But you know, through that, you know the beauty of getting old is this. Knowing that you need help. Where's the greatest help come from? Sure, we get help from each other. And I appreciate that. Jeff knew I couldn't drive 12 hours straight. He jumped in and said, hey, I'll go with you. It was hard for me to admit, yeah, I need some help. But we fail in this area. We do not seek help from God. And that's what we need to change in our life this coming year. God, I failed you today. I should have read your word. I didn't. You knew the excuses I gave you. So, God, would you please help me in this area? Help me to remove the excuses and help me to set aside time so that I can have a better relationship with you. God, I failed you because I haven't taken the advantage of going to you in prayer. And Lord, I need to set some time aside every single day so that I can have an intimate conversation with you. And ask for help. God, I failed another believer. I kicked them while they're down. I browbeated them. I kicked dirt over their face. I acted as if I was better. God, I failed. God, would you please help me have compassion? God, I failed in loving my spouse, my dear wife, my dear husband that you gave me. I treated them like dirt today. I snapped at them for no reason, and I didn't want to do anything with them. I just wanted to write them off. But God, that is the spouse that you gave me. So God, would you please give me help so that I can love them better? By the way, we need help in that area. Because our spouses need to know, and I'm talking about husbands and wives, our spouses need to know the unconditional love that we have for them. God, I failed in this area, so Lord, please help me so that I can be successful in this area. Lord, please give me another down in this area so I can continue to move forward. Why am I saying this? Because sometimes when we fail, we sit and we soak in our failures and we don't ever want to get off our rear end ever again. And we stay in that position. But God wants us not to stay still, but to move forward with Him. 2023, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to look back at last year and continue to look at your failures and continue to look at your mistakes? Or are you going to say, hey, God, thank you for this new opportunity. Thank you for this new year that I can continue to go on and make things right in my life. That's what we need to do. Amen? Are you with me tonight? I'm trying to give you some encouragement tonight. As we go forward and make this year a more successful year. If we do those things, we apply those things, we're not going to sit there and worry about the failures because we're going to make them. But our eyes are going to be more focused on the successes that come our way. So I'm looking forward to this great year, this new year that God has given us, to start all over, not remember the past, but learn from it. Learn from the past and make this year better. I believe every single one of us, all of us that are in here tonight, and those that are even listening out there in our video world tonight, we all have room to make improvements for God. We all fall short. There isn't a one of us in here tonight who is yet to be perfect. We fail, yes. But we need to rise above those failures and continue to go forward. If Michael Jordan were to continue to focus upon those failures and never learn from them, he would not be the Michael Jordan that we know. By the way, when he saw his stats, you know what he would do? He was at the gym 3 to 4 hours earlier. Practicing before the rest of his team. Well, I want you to think about that. Those are some good values to have in our life as a believer. Well, what do you mean? Church is on Sunday, obviously. And we have church on Wednesday nights. But think about the prep time that you can have in your life before we come to church. Amen? We should be prepped and ready for church the second we walk in here. Amen? Those are just some helpful things for you tonight to try to apply to our lives this coming year. And I hope that you'll do that, and we'll be good. Amen? It's good to be here tonight. We're going to have some time of prayer. And I said this Wednesday night. I'm going to say it again tonight because it needs to be said. So as we pray, there are things that people ask for prayer for, and I'm thankful for that. Again, by the way, if you want to leave after we're done, as I dismiss in prayer, if you want to leave, leave. That's fine. I'm going to be back there. I'm going to greet you as you go out. Jeff will take care of this time. But as we meet as a church, please pay attention to this. As we meet as a church, when we pray in here, it stays here. Can we agree on that? What do you mean? It's not up to us to sit there and gossip about so-and-so, about a prayer request that they had. Can we agree on that? We need to keep some things here. It's not up for us to say, oh, I heard something about so-and-so in church, so I'm going to go to Facebook, and I'm going to blab it to everybody in the world. It's not for Facebook, folks. That can ruin somebody. Amen? Are you with me? I'm trying to be an encouragement here. Are you really? Yeah, I really am. There are some things that we just need to keep to ourselves. It doesn't need to be blabbed to the world. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. There's no need to sit there and go home and to bring things up and blab it out to everybody else. Okay? I failed in those areas. But folks, I say this for this reason. If you don't have permission from the person you heard it from to put it on Facebook, leave it alone. It's not your job. Amen? God's good, amen? All right. Got to end on a good note. God's good. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to go back there and greet the folks that are leaving. And remember, we do have some folks that are sick, so continue to keep them in your prayer. If you hand it back to your dad. And I'm going to have Jeff come forward and get this thing kicked off. Lord, we're grateful that we're able to be here tonight. Lord, as we look back, and I didn't even touch a majority of it, there are so many people that failed in your word. I can think of Abraham right now, who failed. I can think of Moses, who failed. I can even think of Martha, David, and the list goes on and on. But Lord, what I've learned from them is this. They kept going forward. They didn't sit there and soak in their failures, but they learned from them, and they moved on and were successful for you. Bless us as we leave from here this evening. Bless in the prayer time that we have with one another, and we ask it in your name. Amen.